In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. John Macias was a humble friar who spent the whole day in prayer while fulfilling his duties as a porter. He always had the rosary in his hand, and when Mass was celebrated in the church, he tried to go whenever his obligations did not prevent him. And when he couldn't attend, at the time of the consecration, when he heard the bell, he would kneel down and watch, as if on television, the Mass that was being celebrated in the church. God manifested his love for the humble St. John Macias, giving him the apostle St. John the Evangelist as his childhood companion, and granting him many gifts, such as supernatural knowledge and performing miracles. Hopefully, we learn from the example of his life to live our faith fully and to seek happiness in loving, serving, and doing good to all those around us. Nobody saw St. John Macias eat eggs or fish, but only vegetables, and very rarely a dessert or sweet dish, which may be as a gift for the rigor of his abstinence. Many days he fasted on bread and water, and the bread he ate was little more than half an 8-ounce muffin every 24 hours. A practicing surgeon declared about his continuous disciplines or scourges that he gave himself every night. The servant of God repeatedly called me, and locking himself in his cell or in the storeroom of the porter's office, I cured him and washed his back. He not only found him wounded from the blows, the flesh all ground up, the skin slashed, and the tears full of matter, but he was loaded with cilices and surrounded by a thick iron chain around his waist. And the doctor healed him, not only with devotion and love for the great confidence he had, but with confusion and tears, seeing that the servant of God was torn to pieces, his life being as innocent as everyone knew it. He was so emaciated and skinny that all the bones in his backbone and ribs could be counted one by one. Once, his wounds were so great that he developed a high fever, and he had to stay in bed and ask to be treated. The prior summoned three surgeons, the best in the city, and having uncovered him, they found a swelling and tumor in the form of a great piece of bread that caught him from one side to the other, and from the top to the bottom of his back. They were horrified by the sight of such a strange thing, and they were all of the opinion that, without putting maturation or plasters on it, it should be opened later to remove not only the fetid materials, but also the rotten flesh. The surgeons began to take out the instruments and made the servant of God fit in such a way that they could execute the operation. The servant of God was laying down with his face to the pillow and extending his arms to one side and the other. He remained in the shape of a cross, waiting for the sacrifice. One of them made a very deep slit from top to bottom and crossed him in the middle from side to side. It seemed that they were disemboweling a living man to make the anatomy of his smallest bones. It seems that he was made of stone to pain and of diamond to steel. He did not complain, not a word was heard from him, not a movement was seen that would indicate about the operation. The martyrdom itself was repeated to him a second time with the same patience and suffering as St. John Macias had. After the operation, when they asked the saint why he did not complain, he replied, "I realized that I was in the court of God and that they gave me those punishments for my sins." One day, St. John Macias, being very ill in his eyes, a common ailment he had in those years, was begged by a friend to retire in his cell at night and not go out to the cloisters or to the church, because the night's drizzle would hurt him. The saint listened to the advice, but replied, "Brother, I cannot be calm in the cell. That's why I go to church, to stand before the Lord and His Blessed Mother. Because, although I am so miserable and such a great sinner, so many needs are offered to ask our Lord that that I cannot excuse myself from going to church at night. On the other hand, our saint was very friendly with Saint Martin de Porres, and with him he did penance. One of the witnesses of the beatification process of Saint Martin de Porres says, "On Easter, Saint Martin de Porres had a devotion to go and ask for alms in two different containers. One of them was for Saint John Macias, his friend. The two servants of the Lord would go together to the plantation in the Recoleta orchard, where Saint John Macias lived, and there they would pray all Easter with great penances of disciplines." Another of Saint John Macias's penances was to go out into the city. When he left the house, it was only due to a serious need or mandate from the prelate or superior, his eyes always on the ground without allowing excesses in sight. And despite all the sufferings he endured for loving the Lord, he never complained and constantly repeated his favorite ejaculatory prayers, "Blessed be God, thanks God." The very day of his taking the habit, the devil expressed his displeasure. At night, being already in this cell, the demon, feigning a great earthquake, presented to his sight amidst the noise of the tremor that the walls of the cell were falling apart and that, dislodged, the adobes were falling to the ground with the ceiling, as if it were actually happening, over the body of Saint John Macias. The saint called God and his friend Saint John the Evangelist, and at once he was free of that fright, and the entire cell was complete without any sign of damage, knowing in this way the devil's trickery. The same thing happened many times, but with the same effect, taking nothing from the servant of God other than to humble himself and give repeated thanks to God, because he kept him free from the devil's traps, tricks, and snares. Other great sufferings Saint John Macias had to endure at the hands of demons. As in the lives of all the saints, God allowed the devil to manifest himself to make the saint suffer, and in this way to better understand the existence of evil, so the saint can offer his sufferings for sinners who are on the way to eternal damnation. Something in which Saint John Macias especially stood out was in his great charity with the poorest and most needy, Indians, blacks, and Spaniards. And he not only cared about their material food, but also their spiritual food, giving them talks on Christian doctrine. According to the witnesses of the process of the beatification, he fed more than 400 poor people every day. Many affectionately called him the Leguito of Alms. Some days, he visited the poor in the hospitals personally. He carried a basket hanging from his left arm, covered with a cape, and carrying sweets, flowers, scented water, and food. He served them food, made their beds, cleaned their chamber pots, gave them sweets and flowers, and he smeared their hands with scented water so that they would regenerate. And he admonished them to be patient in their poverty and infirmities, and advised them of the love of God and changes in their lives. He also provided his community brothers with habits, with the clothes they gave him. Likewise, he gave clothes to poor priests and to marriageable girls without dowries. A well-known merchant was one of the most accredited merchants in his time in Lima, and because he had a well-stocked store, he sold a lot. One day, while selling, the servant of God asked him for a few rods of cloth to give to him on credit to make some shirts for the poor people. The merchant did not know about Saint John Macias, and he sent him away without giving him anything. A few days passed, and noticing that no one entered his store to buy as they used to, he found out if the other merchants were selling and discovered that they were. And the merchant, telling a friend of his problem, he added that since that day he denied a few rods of cloth to a friar, which he needed to make shirts for the poor, that misfortune had happened to him. The friend, finding out that the friar was St. John Macias, told him, "Friend, that friar is a saint. Determine to bring him what he asked for, and you will see how well it goes for you." The man took the advice, sent the cloth, not on credit, but as alms, and later the merchant noticed that he began to sell in such a way that he compensated for past losses and continued his alms by the hand of the servant of God, always experiencing great progress in his estate. St. John Macias, being on his knees, his face beaming with joy, fed the poor. When the meal was over, he made them say their prayers and catechism, repeating it to himself on his knees as he was. With great energy and spirit, he gave them a talk, entrusting them with the fear and love of God, and that in gratitude they try not to offend God. And after the poor people had gone, then someone else knocked. The saint answered, and if he was poor, he fed him with the same cleanliness and abundance as the others, without scolding him, because the poor man had not come on time. And later, another poor man arrived, and others until nightfall. He received them all with affection, and dispatched them well without ever showing anger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.